trick for David Williams. It is a hammering in the capital.
Welcome to the podcast.
We in.
I don't know. Have you hit record? Are we in?
Well, you said welcome to the podcast. We're in very quickly. I'm still setting the volume levels.
Good. Is it recording? That's the key.
Yeah, push the button.
Good.
We're 17 seconds into the record.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for welcoming me, Dave. It's very nice to be here.
It's nice to have you on.
Welcome back to the podcast, Dave.
I know. You've had a great old time.
It's been a few weeks without you.
It has.
It's been nice.
It's been nice.
to be back with you watching the game.
Well, my first point on my list is about your records you've done.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it matters anymore. But you spoke to me about something controversial and I immediately wrote it down. And you, I believe, clocked what I was writing down before needing to see it and corrected it before it happened. So I've written the words, what does solo mean? Because you were looking to call them extra watches
and
record some podcasts with guests to make it easier on yourself, which I don't believe you did in the end. But you were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have all these guests on my extra watch. And I was like,
no.
I believe the term used was solo watches.
Yeah, no. So what I came to you and asked you, would this be okay? Is what happened there? I did not assume. I went, do you reckon it would be okay if I had Jake on? And you said, sure.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely said that would be fine. You can have Jake on as many records as you'd like.
Therefore, I didn't bring Jake on because I thought that might nullify my watch. They were full solo watches.
They were.
The argument you could have is that I didn't watch the game and then record. That is the argument that you can make.
Oh, what did you do? Both of them, you recorded the second half while you were still watching.
Okay, so yeah,
that's fine.
I did the second half of the first one. And I changed it up and did the first half for the second one and then kept watching after. Obviously, I didn't stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just was just enough to keep it going, but also proves that I watched it. Otherwise, I could just do a record and you would be like, did you even watch it? And I'd be like, yes, I fucking watched it.
Yeah.
But there's enough there. And you can hear it going on in the background. It happened.
No, fair.
Yeah, it was really nice to be watching the game with you again.
Yeah.
Because it was very – and right now, I don't have to talk the whole time. I can just throw to you, and that's good. I can just stop talking at any moment, and you will take over. That's not the case on a solo record.
No.
There would be times that I'd pause for someone to join in with me, and there was nobody there, so I had to join in again, despite having nothing really to say and also needing to continue the conversation.
Now, I haven't listened to any of these, and this is my next item on the list is should I, but – how long did you record these for? Because by all accounts, they're reasonably long. They're like 45 minutes each, yeah?
First one's an hour.
Wow.
First one is a full hour. It is essentially the whole second half.
And is that with you using one of your fancy filters to take out empty spaces? Or you've left it dry?
I don't take the empty space out because it's a comedy podcast and silence is also comedy.
Yeah.
Dale does that on your Fever FM. Because I assume you just have no idea what you're talking about for a while on that thing.
Oh, probably. I don't know.
This one.
I don't listen to that either, and that's fine.
I've never removed empty space here. I didn't remove empty space there. I did mess it up because I put a volume. This is getting in the weeds. I put a volume leveler on this podcast, which tries to match our volumes to each other. But I left that on for the first one I did. But when I was pausing to breathe, it was going, we're going to make that breath real loud. And normally that would be happening while you would be talking.
Yeah.
And they would, and it would just level everything out and keep the breath quiet, your voice loud. But the breaths were through the air. So I quickly fixed that up. And so there are some people who listened to the breath cut and some people who got the good cut.
So since we're in the weeds on this, the reason I thought you took the silence out or did something that equivalent is because we record some silence every time we record. Obviously that's for a different purpose that you're now going to explain to me. But I've always just assumed it was related somehow to cutting out background somethings.
Yeah. So it's not taking time out of the podcast. Yeah. What it's doing is taking the room tone out of our microphones while we do this.
Yeah.
So when we pause in between, there's not a bunch of room tone and it makes the whole thing sound cleaner.
Yes.
So that's why we do that. It's not trying to remove like gaps.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does. It does. But I've never really bothered considering it because I don't give a shit about any of the technical aspects, but I just know we do that. And in my brain, it's because we're taking silence out.
We are. That is what we're doing. So to answer your question, my first one was a solid, it's not even going to tell me, 59 minutes. My second one was 43 minutes.
Okay.
So they're pretty chunky.
Was that recorded during the second half as well?
No, that was the first half one.
I
started at 15 minutes in.
Okay.
And then I went a little
bit.
How
do we know that you watched the rest of the game?
I am so positive that I watched the rest of the game.
I will leave that up to the listeners.
For fuck's sake.
I don't know. Well, I haven't listened to it. I think from the record, it would be reasonably clear if there was intent to continue if there was the tone of lies of I'm definitely not turning this off right now.
I very clearly say, I'm going to cut it in here, where I very clearly say, I'm going to continue watching the second half, everybody. I'm going to cut it in there.
Second half's kicked off. I'm going to keep watching it. I got 45 minutes of this.
And everyone just heard it. Yeah, I kept watching.
Okay.
Was I paying full attention to it?
I mean, are we ever paying full
Possibly.
Attention?
Possibly.
Yeah.
But it was definitely on in front of me. I kept watching it through. I could show you my Plex logs if you really need to see it. You really need to know?
I don't need to see it. It's fine. And you're watching it on Plex. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going
to
show you
that
afterwards.
Does give a data point for future dispute.
Absolutely.
If there is one. I'm happy to take your word on this one.
Yeah.
But in future, now that I know there's a Plex log, we can always check.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
They're done. That's my two punishment watches.
It is.
Not eating the noodles out the way.
Yep.
Complete.
But.
What?
The question I was bringing up is setting parameters for future punishments for either of us. Are these extra watches or are they solo watches? Because I think we had referred to them as solo watches, but I don't know that was by design. That was just the word that was used.
I would never inflict this punishment on you, Dave.
But because of, come on, you would. If you got fair game to, if I did something worthy of it, you know you would, just to even the score. But what parameters do you think are reasonable? Are they just extras or are they solo? Is the punishment that it's alone or is the punishment just wasting additional time of having to watch this game we hate?
So there's two schools of camp that I fall into here, my thingy falls into. Two camps of school? What's the saying?
Two schools of thought.
Schools of thought.
Two camps of school.
Two camps. There's two camps that I fall into here.
Yep.
One school of those camps is that I want the podcast to be listenable.
Yeah.
I want people to enjoy listening to the podcast, and I don't think that a solo record meets that threshold.
Okay.
A lot of people listen to the podcast.
And you got a lot of engagement from what I understand.
Yeah, but not a lot of – that was really good. Well done. Not a lot of that happened. A lot of – yeah, I listened to it. And I was like, oh, did you enjoy it? And they were like, I listened to it. There's a lot of that going on.
Yep.
Not a lot of well done for getting through that. It was very enjoyable. I'm proud of you.
Yep.
Nobody said that. The other camp of school that I fall into is the one of making it as hard as possible to complete your punishment.
Yeah.
And that means that – oh, sorry. The listenable one, I want someone to be with you.
Okay,
I think solo records aren't very listenable, just to point that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one, I'm like, it should be – a watch that you get to absolutely have to ruminate in your own thoughts while you watch the game and record, and you struggle through having to talk for at least 43 minutes.
Yeah,
and I think 40 minutes is the threshold. 40 minutes is the minimum if we're going to do this.
I think we can definitely say that the listeners enjoy the pain, right? I think that's a fair assessment of what they enjoy about this is that we don't like it.
We do not like it.
And so I think the solo-ness adds to that, much as you say it's not listenable. But I also want to suggest that perhaps it's our only avenue of getting back at the listeners slightly, because the avid listeners have to endure that awkward 43 minutes, right? Because as you say, they didn't necessarily enjoy it, but they felt like they had to listen.
It's completeness.
They were along for the ride, and they needed to do it. So it's the one little window of the pain they get back into the experience themselves.
I love that thought. I love that people have pained themselves through it.
Yeah.
I hadn't considered it from that angle. I'm in. I think that there should be solo records.
Okay.
I think that if you need to do an extra watch, extra watch is a yellow card.
Yeah,
like that. A red card is a solo watch. An extra watch is a yellow card.
Okay. Okay.
If you get yellow carded, if you get given an extra watch, you can do it however you want, with whoever you want.
Fair.
As long as you release at least 40 minutes of audio, fine. Red card.
Yeah.
A solo watch has to be you and the game, and you can record whenever you want through it. You can record while you're watching it. That's fine. Yep. It gives you something to talk about, but nobody can join in. It has to be your voice, Andrew Dewhurst, Fred de Jong, and nobody else on that podcast. That's what I think the parameters are.
Okay. Yep.
Feel free to at me.
No, I think this sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I think the only question becomes, how do we define those yellow red card thresholds?
I think in the moment we'll know.
Yeah. I broadly agree.
Yeah.
But I don't, yeah, there might be controversy, but I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think I was given a 2-game suspension for my noodle misdemeanor. Yeah. And I've served those and I'm back on the
And you didn't eat noodles during either of these solo records, did
No,
you?
But we did tonight and they were fucking good.
Oh, they were, but they were not the noodles.
No, but they were Taste of Home, nice.
Because I feel like you've eaten lots of noodles while watching games before.
I enjoy noodles.
Yeah, noodles are good.
But not the noodles. Never going to have the noodles. I've got a massively long list because I have an hour 42 minutes of going, I should talk to Dave about that on the real podcast.
Well, so this is my other question. So we're going to continue on my list for a moment.
Yep.
To the question of, should I listen?
Oh.
Because there's simultaneously, this could be something that I ask you questions about, shit that happened in those episodes, or it could be an enjoyable little void for you that I have never heard those. Now, obviously, I don't particularly want to listen, but I also wonder if you would like me to be able to engage on some of the things that happened in that.
So they're two very different episodes. One of them, I had absolutely no idea I was about to record it. So I didn't prepare anything. I just was bored.
I mean, I feel like you should have known when you turned the game on.
Yeah, I did. I watched the first half, but I hadn't thought about the fact that I had to talk for an hour.
Okay.
And so it got very weird very quickly. It got. I've shared too much information about my Tinder account. I talked a lot about being transgender, which I haven't done. It was very weird that I did that in that moment. And yeah, it got strangely deep, that one. The second one, I was just like victory lapping the fact that I had already completed the first one. And things that I had talked about on the first one, people had talked to me about it, so that I was able to go more depth about those. And I had some at least framing points that I could hit through it to get me through.
Yeah.
And so that the second one was a lot easier to record. I think it might be less painful to listen to, but therefore also less entertaining to listen to. I don't think you should listen to either of them.
Okay. Because, it's more a universe question, I guess, than a... Because you know I would endure listening to them. And fuck, we endure this game. I can endure some listening to the podcast. But it also might be enjoyable for you that there are some elements of this, the canon, that I'm unaware of.
Yeah.
That you have with the listeners that I will never listen to ever. And I 100% will not by choice.
Well, yes. Some of the things that I want to talk to you tonight...
But...
Directly based on things I talked about with myself.
And so this lets you control the canon, which is interesting.
So I'm just
I will have, as a character in a show would, some blind spots to the story, which is interesting.
So I'm going
to
come hot. I'm going to come in hot.
Cool.
What Pokemon do you think is the most edible?
The most edible?
Yeah. So this makes entire sense to people who have listened to the solo record. I think it's the first one. But yeah, which one's the most edible? Of the 151, not beyond.
Ditto.
See, that's the most... So the second question is, which Pokemon do you think is the most fuckable? And Ditto is the answer to that question.
Why?
Because that thing fucks.
Okay. I wouldn't say that. I would have gone with... I can't even remember their names anymore. It's been a long time. Is it Diglett?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go Diglett.
Yep. Straight up the guts.
Absolutely.
Yep. Fair enough. That thing fucks.
Yep.
I think the most
Ditto, I think, looks like kind of like
jelly.
Tasty jello. Some like it could be edible, but then there's also the fact it can clone itself into other shit that adds, you know.
And canonically Ditto also fucks. Like you put him in a daycare, that thing fucks your other Pokemon. I had the most edible being Psyduck, because it's like it's like Duck, but with a bit of like psychic tinge to it.
Yeah, that's interesting. He also looks a little bit like those, what are the weird American Easter marshmallows. Are they called Peeps or something like that? They're little yellow marshmallow birds. They're tasty.
Okay.
He looks a bit like one of those.
Psyduck or Ditto?
Psyduck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yellow birds don't look like Ditto.
Do you reckon dragon tastes good? I don't even know where this one's come from. I just saw it on my list this morning. Do you reckon dragon tastes good, Dave?
Yeah, probably.
Not lizards, tough?
Lizards tend to be pretty tasty.
Are they? I've never had a lizard.
Wow. I've seen lizards. I mean like reptile
Tuatara.
General's thing. Well, I've never eaten tuatara, but I've had crocodile, alligator. I've had snake. That kind of realm tends to be pretty tasty. So I'm thinking dragons in that space. And it can cook itself even better. Char grill.
Probably not. You probably need a different dragon to cook the first dragon.
Yeah. If you just want like a wing, bone. You're all good.
And get the dragon that you've murdered to breath weapon you.
Breath weapon me. Okay.
I'm just trying to think about
logistics of how the dragon could cook itself.
What's your favorite aisle in the grocery store? Aisle in the grocery store? The supermarket.
Oh, I'd be lying if I said anything other than I like the butchery. I like looking at the meat.
I didn't even consider that. But yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. I think beyond that, it'd be like probably the frozen aisle.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Cold chuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. I'm rocketing through these way too quick. What's your off-menu?
I don't even know what that means.
Have you heard of the podcast Off Menu?
No.
With James Acaster and Ed Gamble?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I've heard of James Acaster and Ed Gamble.
Ed Gamble.
I've also heard of Ed Gamble.
You've heard of them? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we won't go into that.
Well, have they both done Taskmaster, I believe?
Yes.
This is probably why I know both of them.
Yes.
But James Acaster, I know anyway. I think I've been to a few of his shows.
Off Menu is a podcast where they invite a guest on.
Yep.
It's much like ours, except they don't watch the football and then they don't talk about football.
Okay, yeah.
There's two people talking and they invite a guest on and they ask them, what is your favorite main dish, side dish, dessert and drink? What, like, if you could have all, you're in a dream restaurant.
Okay, yeah.
You could have anything you want in the world. What would you choose as your favorite main dish, side dish, dessert, and drink? So
I genuinely don't know if I could answer that. I reckon
we revisit this next time, and you can let me know what your off-menu is.
Because I immediately some answers come to mind, but I don't think I could commit to them in any meaningful way. I immediately think a really good lasagna. It's amazing, like really like high-end, proper lasagna is fantastic. But I really struggle not to pick a main dish that's spicy because I love spicy food and lasagna is definitively not that. Mm. So it feels very weird to me to commit to my first thought being not something spicy.
You could have a side of lasagna.
Well, I could. I don't know.
But you can also have like multiple things. So Greg Davies, when he came on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's a fucking beast of a man. He
ordered a demi-glock of items, which was just items around a half Lazy Susan that he could rotate and bring it towards himself. So you could have multiple things. I thought about asking this question during the record today so you could think about it first. Yeah. But I think we should revisit this next week so we can get 4 weeks worth of content out of their podcast.
Okay,
I think
so. I'm going to have one item each week.
No.
No,
what? I've already talked about it for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Now we're getting this week talking about it.
Okay, and then sorry,
I've gone deep on off
menu. I was like, there's four things I've got to pick. Am I picking one a week?
No.
So I've got to have. It's a side dish, main dish.
I'll message you
a drink, and a dessert.
Yeah,
okay.
And there's some other like peripheral questions, like still sparkling water and poppadoms or bread.
No, it's still water. That's easy. Sparkling water is a waste of fucking time and it's bad for your teeth.
Don't make me end this podcast.
That's just terrible.
I fucking love sparkling water.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
That's my problem. Have you got anything else on your list before I move on?
I do. I have a story that's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Mel tried to tell me the story while we're watching the game. Hi, Mel.
I don't even think it's that interesting a story, but
I think you should tell me.
It's a story that Mel's going to want to know.
Mel's already smirking.
Because I suffered with some spicy food.
Oh.
I suffered terribly. With some spicy food on the weekend.
Oh.
We were out drinking. We went to the football. We went out drinking. We went to, you know,
and
listen
I bailed
to some bands.
Because
you did
I
bail.
Was suffering food.
And I ate some food at the festival. But then on the way home, we went and got, Mel did have a kebab too. We went to a kebab shop and got a kebab. Not a kebab shop I would normally go to, so I'm not going to name it because I don't think they deserve any kudos. The kebab was very average. But I got hot chili and garlic yogurt.
Yeah, pretty normal. I would do that.
Normal combo.
Yeah.
And it was so hot, I could barely finish it. I was sat at the dining table here crying, like tears pouring down my face. This kebab was so hot. And I genuinely cannot fathom how this sauce was that hot.
Was it the alcohol?
Well, no, I honestly think they put something that was not meant to go on my kebab, on the kebab. And I don't know what it was, but honestly, like, you know those little bottles of like fire dragon sauce? Imagine you've squirted that on like instead of kebab sauce or something. It was drenched in something so hot I could barely eat it. And you know I'm pretty tough with the hot
food. You are strong.
And Mel is like, oh my God. And so I made Mel smell it. And she refused to try it. Because I was like, am I just really drunk or something? And somehow this tastes insanely hot. But I was dying.
That's amazing.
And then a day later, like 24 hours later, I was very unwell when it was leaving my body again.
Yeah, it was time to complete the transaction.
Yeah, and it was a bad time. I genuinely had a conversation with Mel. I'm like, oh, I feel really unwell. I don't know what's going on. I think I've eaten something dodgy. And then after I had completed the transaction, I was like, ah, that's what needed purging from my body.
Approved.
I now see that the kebab is repeating the other way too. And my God, it was just horrendous. But yeah, Mel came out. Because she had a kebab as well and was eating hers. And yeah, she's like, oh my God, you're actually struggling. I was like, yeah, I believe I said, I think I'm going to die, is how hot it was.
That's what I said.
And tears pouring down my face, which is why Mel wants you to know the story. To be fair, I finished the kebab.
Yep.
The kebab got completed. I was like, I am not letting this kebab defeat me, especially since it was just like standard hot chili. Yeah. But I've you know, like abracadabra have the El Diablo, for example. Yeah. I've eaten that. I was fine. I barely even sweated.
Yeah.
This thing ruined my life. And I don't understand why. It was just regular old hot chili and some garlic yogurt. But I think somehow something that was not meant to be getting served to the customers was in my kebab.
I think that I will find out the name of the shop from you.
Yeah.
I will go there.
There's no way it's going to be like this was. I will need to go back and have it again. And it'll just be like, this is a normal kebab. It's not even hot.
I just want to help prove that this was not you being weak mouth, as we put it.
I still can't fathom what they had there.
I just want to talk to them and find out why they did this to you.
Yeah.
They listen to the podcast. They're like, and obviously, fuck this guy.
That was you know, Cuba Duper night, so town was heaving. And, I suspect it was probably a reasonably busy night for them. I don't know. But if this happened to any other customers, I don't think they would have been able to eat the food.
Yeah.
But I was like, because Mel is laughing at me while I'm, you know, drenched in sweat and tears, I was like, I can't not finish the kebab.
No,
I've got to eat it. But part of me also wishes I'd had a little bit saved to really interrogate sober the next day.
You can find out what's that scale for
Scovilles.
Scovilles. You can find out how many Scovilles it was.
But instead I ate it all, and so I have no evidence other than the fact Mel watched me suffer tremendously. But at the time, she's like, you're suffering worse than you did with the noodles.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I truly am. This is worse than the noodles.
I suspect you're probably suffering a similar amount to me as the noodles, but you push through.
Yeah, but I think the other thing is as well, normally, because I was definitely drunk, let's be very clear.
Yeah.
There'd been a lot of drinking, but I don't think that would normally make spicy food more difficult for me. If anything, the opposite. Easier. I would just smash through it easier.
Yeah, it wouldn't make the completing the transaction easier.
No, there would be a range of other issues associated with that, but it wouldn't make the spiciness worse. I would just be like, oh, yep, I'm hammered, I've eaten all the food, now I feel unwell.
There are times when I don't know what to name the podcast and I have to really search for a word. But this week's word is just going to be transactions. And people are going to have absolutely no idea why it's called that. And it just going to be is that. And then I just cackle thinking about that's why the podcast is called that.
Yeah, nice.
Transactions.
But yeah, so Mel obviously wanted you to know about my suffering. So
thank you for sharing.
There you go.
I will eat this kebab and I will be fine. Yep. And I know that's going to happen.
Oh, and it's a major chain. So it's going to be perfectly fine. Right. You'll be like, this wasn't even spicy, with the hot chili.
Yeah. Because like at an abracadabra type thing, the hot chili is really a medium chili.
Oh,
like
at best, right?
Yeah,
at best. Especially if you're pairing it with like a tahini or a yogurt as well, which is bringing it down even further.
Yeah. I'm always garlic yogurt, hot chili. Those are my two vibes. Yeah. I would have got exactly what you got. I would have suffered and probably not finished my kebab.
Yeah.
But I didn't. You got caught out. The universe is karma.
Yeah.
Has found you and it has gone, you deserve suffering.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
And Mel got great pleasure out of it at that time, laughing at me because she never gets to see me suffer with hot food because it just pretty much doesn't happen. And if it does happen, it's because I've ordered something ridiculously hot for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not suffering because I knew I was in for it. And if anything, I'm thriving in the moment.
when you want it in your life,
yeah,
you can eat anything. I didn't want the noodles, so I couldn't complete it. Whereas I like tonight I was eating these noodles from Taste of Home. Yeah. And the last 20% of them was a struggle for me. Like it was right on the edge. It was good. I probably shouldn't have loaded more chili into it when we got them. But it was a struggle, but I wanted those noodles, so I finished them.
One of my workmates, you know how we had some spare noodles?
Yes.
We started talking about the noodles and talking about the podcast and stuff, and I took them into him, and he ate them. And he kind of didn't really want to eat them, but he also was like, these are like, you know, the second hottest or whatever those internet sites say they are. They're, you know, they're on a scale of like some of the hottest stuff in the world, right? And so he ate them. But when he was telling me about it, because he's messaging me, I didn't see him eat the noodles. He was messaging me on our work, like instant message. And he's like, I'm starting to disassociate from my body. It's what he said to me. And then he said, my face is numb. But
yep.
He powered through and he ate them because he wanted to be able to say he had eaten them. He didn't want to say, I've tried them and failed. Yeah. He wanted to be like, I did it.
Yeah.
And at the point he was apparently disassociating from his body, which was going numb, he still pushed through.
I had both of those feelings. I probably said both those things.
I don't think you said you disassociated from your body. No, I think that's quite a bizarre experience. I do think you probably said parts of you were going numb. That feels believable to what you were saying.
But hey, Dave, I have completed my punishment.
Yeah, you have. Absolutely.
It's done.
Absolutely. But yeah, other people have suffered too. Yeah. Just yeah. But yeah, he really wants to do it. And he's filled with regrets after having done it. He was like, it was a bad decision. Yeah. But I'm like, at least you can say you did it. You did complete the noodles.
I do want to revisit, because I feel like this is hanging over me, but I don't want to make any promises because I don't want to be punished for failing.
Oh, you're going to suggest that you might try the noodles again?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't have any left. I've either eaten myself.
It was 3 years ago.
Or other people. Well, no, because we bought the new ones for the bonus record.
Oh, we did. You're right. Oh,
well, I bought them and then some of us ate them. So I did have some new spare packets, but I've now consumed those as well.
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah. I discovered during this watch tonight that you don't really know the song Horses by Darryl Braithwaite.
Well, no. But also I might.
Yeah,
I just don't know what that song is. You know very well that I do not know the names of songs or bands. So there's every chance I've heard this a million times on the radio or some shit.
Yeah.
And we'll go, oh, yes, I have heard this. But I do not know it by name, either the song or the artist.
If the situation, I got the chorus.
Immediately I'm thinking I don't know this at all. No.
Little darling.
Oh, okay. That bit sounds familiar. Okay. Yeah. No, I've heard this bit. Yes.
Okay. That's all I needed. You do know the song. Fine. Move on.
I wouldn't. In fairness, I know the vibe of that bit. I wouldn't even really have recognized that the word horses is in there. Sure. But when you're singing along, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course that word's horses.
Yeah. It's horses.
Yeah.
We can move on. That's not interesting anymore.
What, is that quite a modern song or is that an old song? No.
No, it's an old song. Melvin Victor used to play it after their wins, which is probably why you would know it. When was it released? It was released in the year 1990.
Okay.
It is Between You and I. I had a moment, and we talked about the thing I'm going to talk about during the game today, but I had a moment where I was tightening some screws. I was like screwing some cleats onto the bottom of my shoes to go cycling. And I was like really trying to get them like so that they wouldn't move. I put some Loctite in there.
Yeah.
And I like got my Allen keys out. I was winding it, and it wouldn't go any further. And I genuinely thought to myself, that's tight as a blanket. Tight as a blanket.
That is concerning. So you are
the
people who, as they say.
Yeah, well, I thought it. I didn't say it out loud, but I very much in my like internal monologue went, that's tight as a blanket because of this podcast and this thing.
I genuinely believe that is a world first.
That anybody's ever thought that genuinely.
Correct, yeah.
And
it's only because we have watched this as many times as we have and talked about. The only other people who are competing with you for this title are listeners of this podcast.
Yes. Yeah. But even then, they haven't watched the game, so we have one more thing thought about it every time.
Correct.
So I was just tightening these screws, and then I thought, that's tight as a blanket. Excellent. And then I caught myself straight away and what I'd done and put it straight on the list, because that is not something that I wanted to permeate my everyday life. No. I don't want that saying in my head, because they do not say it. They do not say a tie the blanket. Fred de Jong does. My internal monologue does. Nobody else in the world does. And yet, I found myself sitting in my room at 11:30 p.m., tightening my cycling shoes, going, that's tight as a blanket. It was not a nice place to be.
You night ride, were you?
No, I was getting them ready for the gym in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you wear proper cycling shoes too, yeah.
I do. Nerd. I'm a fucking...
Yeah.
They are genuinely good, though.
Oh, probably. I don't know.
They're actually, you get a lot more drive through your heels and your feet as opposed to just using like the toe when you have... Because running shoes are very much designed to bend.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And so cycling shoes are very hard. They're actually really good. You clip in and out.
But given you're not actually going anywhere...
Nah, but you're like putting quite a lot of tension on the bike. So like you have to like stand up and things like that and drive through the legs. And so being connected to the bike makes you be able to do that a little bit easier. It's nice not having to use the stupid little straps to like tighten your shoes in. They are really good. I have enjoyed them. But
it feels like a lot of additional money to spend is my first thought.
Yeah, but it's kind of a business expense, not like sort of.
Mel's finished her basket. That's how long we've been talking for.
Yeah. Mel was just behind us this whole time. We're on the couch and then right behind the couch. Not in front of the couch. Not on a different couch. Crouched behind us behind the couch was Mel weaving a basket. And that's a lot faster than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's quite impressive, right? And like that's
I really like that size. That's a good size.
You could probably have that one if you want.
Nah, that's for...
I don't think that's the basket she was going to make because there's not enough...
Baby basket.
Yeah.
Mel, can I have that one?
Okay.
How do I make it dyed?
you dye it before she weaves it.
Oh, really? Okay. I just turned the TV off. I got excited with my feet and I pushed the off button on the TV.
Excited with my feet. So speaking about feet, I've noticed something that I've thought about before but haven't really looked at.
My feet?
No, not your feet. Kicking tees for soccer balls.
Ah.
And it really bothers me that this seems to be a thing. So when they come out and collect the ball off the plinth at kickoff, there is a Nike kicking tee sat there, specifically a soccer ball kicking tee.
What?
It's not generically shaped. It is made for a round ball. And it makes no sense to me that that exists because it would never be any use.
Are you sure you're not just talking about like a little round cone?
It has the cutout shape for the ball to sit in. So either they're making this specifically for them to sit on when they come out and collect the balls, which is very possible, or there is a genuine desire in the world for a soccer ball kicking tee, which makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I think there is a desire in the world for a display tee.
Yes, and I think that has to be what this is, but it really bothers me that there is actually enough desire to make this as a mass-produced Nike-branded item.
Well, they sell the balls, and the balls come with a little...
Yeah.
You can't do them anymore.
I still hate that.
I think Mitre make the balls now. Do you know who makes the balls currently in the A-League?
No, I've got no idea.
I really liked the balls back in the day. Which one do I need to go in?
That one.
That one. That was a password. Great. I got the password now.
Yeah.
The password worked. I gotta go back one. I just gotta see this.
Well, I don't know if it's in the. They show it at halftime.
Oh yes,
in a close up shot is when I noticed it.
So I've
got
to go to the second half, don't I?
But we also didn't pause. But it just really bothered me that this was a thing.
Yeah.
So I thought I would point it out to you because I'm like, surely there can't be a genuine desire for a kicking tee for a soccer ball that only makes everything about that worse. There is no way it helps with the kicking. It only makes it worse.
It's right before halftime. I can't be bothered finding it.
Yeah.
It's in the montage just before the end of the half.
Or is it just after that thing you're looking at? I don't know, but you could watch for it next time.
Makes for bad audio.
Yeah.
Well, I know that like the cones you put out to like the stackable cones.
Yeah, it's not one of those. Okay, right. It's not that.
You'd never need a kicking tee for football.
No. And yet Nike make one.
Can you buy it?
I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, it exists in the world because it's here it's in the thing. You can look it up next time we're watching when you see it.
Okay.
But as you say, it probably is just a display item. But even that is still pretty weird to make, I think.
Yeah, but they make the whole plinth.
Do they? Or do the broadcasters? I don't know. Because that's league branded, isn't
true.
It?
True.
And they make, like, you know, they're making all sorts of weird plinths for broadcast stuff. You know, that's probably just some core flute round nothing.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah. But there you go. That's my list done. That's all my stuff. Your list is still long.
Yeah.
How long have we been going? And is the battery dead yet?
35 minutes. The battery has not died, excellent. Which is impressive because we are on one bar. Everyone else can ride out this nervousness. In my solo watches, thought that we should have a name for the last 30 minutes of the game. And then we can be like, we are entering...
The dead zone.
The dead zone. Is that what you would name it? The dead
zone.
That
is what I... That's immediately what comes to mind.
Great. That's a really quick item then.
But it could have a better name than that, but I think that's accurate to how it feels.
Yeah, that was just like the void, the abyss. Yeah. Like, the dead zone feels like it's a good descriptor.
Maybe it's when... Like it should be cocktail hour or something. That's the time when the drinks really should come out.
At the dead, when we reach the
when we hit that point, because you need something to get through it. Like that's where the suffering really begins.
And that's when the custard buns did arrive
today. Yeah, yeah. I'm on board with that it being the time that we kick things up a notch.
When we hit 65 minutes and we're into the dead zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, those are my two suggestions: either the dead zone or the cocktail hour.
Oh, so we just call it the cocktail hour?
Absolutely, we're starting the cocktail hour, and we embrace that spirit for it. Instead.
I like that. See, I just thought the dead zone was cocktail hour, but I think
you're going to go that vibe. You name it that, and you lean into it and be like, "Great, this is when we get cocktails."
Cocktail half hour, cocktail hour.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Koru hour,
happy hour, something, you know.
It's not happy.
No,
that's a lie.
But it could be with enough shots.
We could have cocktails. We could have cocktails. Have we talked about the cider shots thing on this podcast? We must have at some point.
I would imagine so.
Dave, on the weekend, I was very unwell with what I think
marginally
was
unwell
food poisoning, and Dave turns up at the table with a Red Bull in a glass and two little clear liquid shots.
Yes.
And Dave, knowing that I was unwell, I don't know why you bought me a Red Bull this in the end, but I was like, I'm not getting stitched up here by the cider shot thing.
Well,
again.
So to be clear, I had said, do you want a Red Bull? Because you mostly were just tired. You were unwell, but you'd rallied enough to come out and come to a bar. And you were like, I'm flagging, I'm not going to come to Cooper Duper. And I was like, I'll buy you a Red Bull. Maybe that'll be the little perk you up you need. At the very least... It'll send you home with some energy rather than, you know, the stink of death.
And so I
was going to buy you a Red Bull, but I was like, well, I better get you a Red Bull vodka. But you can pick up the story from
anyway,
there.
Anyway, you came back with a Red Bull, which I knew was a Red Bull, looked like that. I assumed the vodka was in there. And then there were two little shot glasses next to it. And my brain went, I'm not getting caught out again. I got caught out 13 years ago with the cider shots. I'm not getting caught out with the little water trick you're playing on me. Because I asked you to give me a water from the bar is what I'd asked for.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
So that's why
I got you the Red Bull.
Yeah. So you were like, do you need anything? Like, you're like, we were on the table, it was like, beer, beer, beer. And I was like, let's get a water, thank you.
Yeah.
And you came back with what looked like water in a shot glass, two of them. So I pick it up. I got to drink it. It was vodka.
We cheersed and I was like, it's interesting going straight in for the vodka because I thought you might have the Red Bull, but I didn't think you'd have the vodka. But then I was like, well, if I get the vodka on the side, you have the option. And then my brain thought, well, if I get you a shot of vodka, it's only reasonable I also do a shot of vodka.
Yeah.
That's why there were two shots of vodka. And so when I came back and you picked up your shot glass, I was like, great, we're doing the shots. I cheersed your shot glass and I had my shot and you took a little sip. We're like, oh, that's vodka. And I was like... Yeah, of course it's vodka.
It makes so much more sense to me now that you didn't hear me ask you for a water. Because I was like, can I have a water please, Dave? And you're like, no, I'm getting you a Red Bull. So I knew that was happening, but I thought you at least heard me ask for a water.
Well, it feels far too odd to order a Red Bull without the vodka. It was weird enough then explaining that I needed the vodka on the side, but that made more sense to me than just getting a Red Bull.
I hadn't even considered that you had to explain this to them.
Yeah.
And get two vodka shots.
And then order an additional shot as well to make it seem more normal.
You could have said two vodka shots and a Red Bull.
I probably could have, but that's not how the thought process occurred.
You needed a separated Red Bull vodka, a deconstructed Red Bull vodka.
Absolutely.
Halfway through its transaction, and then an additional vodka shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see how the brain works. I'm glad that the night ended badly for you.
Oh, I mean, it was fine.
No, don't say that.
Was fine. I mean, if you want more stories about things that went wrong, my Uber driver picked up someone else.
Oh, good.
Didn't even come anywhere near us. Like, didn't get within two blocks of us. Picked someone else up and then started the trip. And then when I messaged being like, I'm not in your car, they were like, yeah, you are. And I'm like, well, I'm not. Please do not continue with this passenger who's not me. And they got really angry with me. And yeah, I had to raise a complaint to Uber. We had to order a different Uber. So that didn't go very well either.
That's wild.
But yeah, like, no, so we were at Taranaki Street and they picked someone up from the embassy. So nowhere near me. This wasn't like a case of like you got close and thought it was me. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? You're nowhere near the pickup point. They're like, oh, my app is being confused. I was like, well, no.
He's on a different app. He's doing two apps at the same time.
Except he started the trip on mine, saying I was in the car. Yeah,
he's done it accidentally. I've had that before where they've accepted the thing, accepted me, and then just driven in the wrong direction. And then like you're like left to cancel it yourself.
Yeah.
And then they get a little bonus from Uber.
But yeah, the unhinged messages telling me I was in the car, I was like, well, no.
That's so funny.
I'm clearly not in your car. But yeah, so yeah, that didn't go well. I got refunded. It was fine.
You need to turn on the PIN code activation. We're after 9 p.m. My Uber
that just annoys me more. So
it's good. It means this doesn't happen.
Yeah, but I got refunded. Whatever, it's fine.
It's good for me to know that they're my Uber too, and not a random. I'm not in the wrong Uber. Like,
well, I checked the number plate to do that.
Yeah, but I don't trust myself.
That's fair. I just don't trust myself to bother looking up the fucking number. I'd rather get in the car.
Yeah. I've written down. Oh, I know what this is. I thought of this when I had to get up and walk around to go and get something, and I was able to pick up the recorder and pick up the microphone and go and get my phone charger.
Oh, yeah.
But we should go for a walk again while we record.
Have we ever gone for a walk?
Yeah, we went for a walk around like Oriental Bay from Home Street.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I don't think I ever named where you were, but I just did.
No, I don't live there anymore.
There's
a lot of houses on that street. It's fine.
We went for a walk.
Yeah.
While we recorded the podcast. We were conjoined. Yeah. We've taken this idea straight from Worst Idea. They used to go for walks. They'd sit in a tree and
that's where
podcast.
We first, I think, or maybe second, talked about how we should have Cam on the podcast.
Yeah.
We were down by those boat sheds talking about how it'd be great to have Cam on the podcast.
And we already had him on.
And it would be great to have Cam on the podcast.
We should
sometime.
Bring him on.
Yeah.
Can't believe we haven't just done once. An episode without Cam.
Just once would be nice.
We should go for another walk sometime.
Yeah. We could do that.
We're going to watch it during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Go for a walk now would be bad.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, do you want to record the rest of this going for a walk?
Nah, not fair tonight. Enough. I don't have shoes on.
Yeah, me neither.
But we could do that. It was nice the few times, like the Pukeko episode.
Oh, that was wild.
We're just sitting outside. Like, we weren't even walking around, but that was just sitting out in the sun was quite nice.
Yeah.
We were just in a park by a lake with some Pukekos. That was
with
a good time.
With my laptop overheating. Don't have that problem anymore. We don't need a laptop. Yeah, the walk would be less fun if you had to carry a laptop around with you. Significantly less fun. But just doing it with the recorder, nice.
Yep. Rocky would be into that.
Yeah, I said the word walk a lot. Brocky has not thought about what that means at all.
Oh, her tail's twitching.
Is it?
She can't see it.
If we go for a walk? No movement.
No movement this time.
No.
She's got bored of you saying it. You've said it too many times.
It's lost all meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Is there anything else on your list or are we at 43 minutes?
I wrote down that Jack didn't wear a belt and wore black elbows to a wedding, but I don't think we need to talk about that any further.
You were deeply offended about that at the time. Did you have a belt?
No, you were. You pointed
no, I
it
pointed
out.
It out to you because you were pointing out the shoes and I was like, is that worse than the belt? And then you're like, oh my God, the belt.
There's no belt. You can't wear dress pants with no belt.
Turns out you can. To a wedding.
You just shouldn't.
Even.
Sorry, Jack. To ream you
I'd
up like
forgotten
this.
About that.
Yeah. I think it had to be spoken. Let's just reminisce on that again. What's wrong? Just put a belt on. Also, don't wear white and black to a wedding when where the people have specifically requested color. Please don't wear white and black. Wear
did
color.
They? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were like, please wear color.
Oh, okay.
That was on the invite.
Did I wear color? I don't remember.
Yeah, you wore color.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was by fluke rather than having read the invitation.
You wore like
properly.
A green thing.
Oh. A green thing.
I can't remember.
I'm guessing
what
it was a shirt.
Yeah. Was probably. A blazer involved as well?
Oh, yeah, I did have a blazer on. That was black and white specifically. Kind of gray.
Yeah, but the green was enough to bring colors through.
But that was by total fluke rather than knowing the invite said that.
Yeah, it was. So now everybody else at the wedding was wearing color. And Jake was there in a white dress shirt and a black pants.
I mean, I would have.
Black
would have worn white shirt and black pants too. It was only by fluke I didn't. I think that's a very reasonable choice for a wedding, especially if you haven't paid massive attention to the fine details on your invite.
Read the invite.
Yeah.
It said wear color.
Yeah.
Black and white are both. White is all the colors.
You've really chosen to pay him out for this, and it's good. It's largely undeserved, but
I rate
it. I was
going to briefly touch on it, but then I'm all in. Jake doesn't listen to this.
He might. He
might. Nah, we're fine.
Enough people know him who do, though, who can pay him out for this.
Do not message Jake about this, listeners. We have a sacred bond.
I mean, it's definitely coming up in one particular group chat, and then 100% there are other people who are going to say it to him in person.
I will kick Jake from the group chat before this can happen.
How's that going to help?
Because then at least Jake won't hear that I've talked about him on the podcast.
Oh, God. He'll probably hear it firsthand. Oh, that's funny.
I wasn't going to go deep on this, but then I realized how much it annoyed me that he
wasn't
really
about.
Do you
have any other notes about Jake you'd like to write down?
I talk about the Allbirds, right? We were in the black Allbirds to wedding. Not okay.
I don't think you specifically had talked about that.
Don't wear Allbirds to a wedding. Especially when the rest of you is so dressed up formal. You've gone white dress shirt, quite good fitting. Black pants, no belt. Okay, we'll ignore the no belt, but black
arguably
pants.
Arguably quite well fitting because they didn't need a belt.
Fair. And then topped it all off with Allbirds at the bottom. Wear the dress shoes. Just wear the fucking... Do not at Jake, listeners. That's all I ask of you. You'll win my full support at any future elections you go for if you don't message Jake.
Is that a pledge you're willing to keep?
Yes. I will do a podcast supporting you at a future election if you don't message Jake.
This feels like dangerous territory. Like the other day when you said you'd donate money to a charity of my choosing. I was like, I could definitely find some charities you would refuse to donate to.
Yeah, I mean, I
reckon some people could probably find some views they could hold that you would not support in a podcast for an election.
I very quickly realized that Destiny's Church somehow was still on the charities register.
Yeah.
So therefore is a charity that you could donate to.
No, that you would donate to.
Yeah, sorry, that I could donate to it on your behalf, Dave.
Yeah.
I will not be doing that.
No. I don't even remember why you were offering to donate to a charity on my behalf. I don't remember how that came up, but it did.
It was because I was trying to weasel out of paying for the quiz last night. Because I went to the bar to get cash out. It turns out they don't do cash out anymore.
Yeah.
They just bring an FBOS machine to you. So I did a $2 charge for the quiz on the FBOS machine because everyone else had cash. I couldn't even just lump it all together and be like, yeah, I'll just pay $15 and pay for all of us. So instead I was like, well, I'll just weasel out of doing this.
Yep.
But then she came over, she counted the coins and then there's 5 coins here, but there's 6 of you. So I ended up having to pay for it anyway. But I was going to get out of the moral conundrum of not paying for a quiz that goes entirely to charity by donating to a charity of your choice. And what I should have done is left.
Interesting question. Did they even tell us what charity that was going to?
No.
They normally do, but I don't believe they did.
No, this is one of the many reasons I got angry at the quiz last night. Listeners, I got unreasonably angry at the quiz last night. Pulling the record off the table again. It didn't stop this time around.
That's good.
And this was one of the reasons. It was a shambles.
It was also it was the first time a new person had run the quiz.
Yeah, it was the first time I ran the quiz.
And Paige was cutting no slack whatsoever.
They gave us our quiz sheets at the start of every single round.
Yeah.
So at the start of every round, the quiz master would go, and it's time for round 4. Are you all ready? And we would go, no, can we please have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Why not give us 6 pieces of paper at the start to write on? That's the normal quiz behavior. But no, you had to come around. And then it didn't even work out that, oh, this is a bit cumbersome. I'll just give you the next four now. Like, I've done this twice already. That seems silly. Here's four. She just walked around with a massive pile of paper and gave you one. The battery's died. I have to maintain this level of angriness through it. I can't remember what I was saying, but the whole quiz was fucked.
So, I don't know if we want to broach this.
I think we're here.
But you walked out.
I stormed out.
And that's not the thing I want to cover. Oh, I don't want
to
cover that.
I'm happy to talk about that.
After you left, when the quiz was finished,
yeah,
the quiz host was really like, oh, thanks everyone for coming. I'm so sorry. It was such a shambles. It's my first time ever. Hopefully it wasn't too terrible. And I was like, you would feel so shit if you could hear this. It was like real apologetic and real like, I'm sorry. It was a bit of a mess. And I was like, yeah, it's your first time. It's fine. Everyone was real like, no, it's cool. It was good for a first attempt.
No, it wasn't.
You had fucking stormed out. You had rage quit. I was like, no.
I tried. So we ended
up. It was someone trying something they'd never done before. You got to cut them a little bit of slack.
Yeah. And I have come to realize today that I may have overreacted. I did overreact. But I stormed out when we made it to a tiebreaker, our team. Tiebreaker first and second. And the way that they went about the tiebreaker was just not the way to do it.
Admittedly, when this happened, they were like, oh, no, we didn't think about how we would do this. So, again, it was just a lack of preparation first time out.
I tried to concede to get them an out, and the whole room was like, no, this is fun. And I was like, absolutely not fun. I'm out. And that's when I left.
Yes. But no, I did think to myself, he's now being real apologetic. It's definitely killed his vibe. And you've stormed out. It's such a shit show. How dare someone have a first attempt? So next time we do a fringe show and it's a bit of a shambles, please, someone, storm out.
Oh, God. Not my finest moment.
It was funny, though. Wow. I'm finding it funny now. I don't know that it was funny for you at the time or anyone else, really, but such is life. We did not win the tie break is the critical factor.
Would you have won it if I was there?
Maybe. I can't even remember what the final question was. Eventually, we stopped with the music questions.
Oh, did we?
Because we kept getting those right.
Yeah.
And it was the capital of somewhere.
Oh,
right. Capital of Taiwan. Nope, you wouldn't have helped.
Taiwan?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Oh, well.
But the person answered pretty quick.
Oh, just whoever answers first?
Yeah.
Oh, that's way better. That's way better than write something down on a piece of paper and then we'll ask you if you got it right.
I know. This was, we'd got to the point where it was first to buzz in, we'll get to answer it. They buzzed in first. Got it right.
Win. I mean, my preference is still closest answer win. Choose an answer that has a number between one and a million and whoever gets the closest to the thing wins. Nobody's going to know it. Make a guess. Yep. That's what I prefer.
But they didn't have one of those prepared, as we've established.
They didn't have much prepared. They were handing out sheets one by one.
The salt is still real.
I'm still angry. I should have reacted better. I can't control things around me, but I can control my emotions, and I shouldn't have let my emotions get the better of me. And I hope that I didn't impact on the enjoyment of others having their evening, which I know I did.
I don't think you did. I think it was fine. But yeah, you started pretty tilted.
Question one onwards. The question got asked and I went, it's not the Beatles. And then you went, then you were trying to convince me.
No. This is the funny thing. You completely misinterpreted what everyone else was saying kept saying the words, just write down the Beatles. And do not write down the Beatles.
What happened was I said, someone else at the table said the Beatles. And I said, not the Beatles. And then you started like arguing with me.
You specifically told the answer writer to write
it
down.
Later, after you had argued with me after I said not the Beatles.
You so misinterpreted the situation.
I know I did, but what had happened from my perspective is I had said it's not the Beatles, and then three people at the table started arguing with me about that, and I was like, if you guys want the Beatles, have the Beatles. Write it down.
Which was the complete opposite.
Yes.
Everyone was arguing with you it wasn't the Beatles because you suddenly were advocating for the Beatles.
No, it was not.
You didn't think that was happening, but that's what you had said.
No, I said not the Beatles.
And everyone's like, it's not the Beatles, it's not the Beatles. And you're like, well, fine, if everyone thinks it's the Beatles, write it down.
They weren't saying
it is not the Beatles.
What you were saying was Since they've been, they're still going.
No, and those, this is why it was so funny to the rest of us.
From that moment onwards, I was angry.
Yeah, it was very funny.
But you were like,
it's not the Beatles. I don't know why you all keep saying it. We're like, we're all saying it's not the Beatles. It was very funny.
That was
question one.
Literally question one on the quiz.
And the key point that we were all pointing out to you why it was not the Beatles is that the question contained the fact that they were still performing. And we're like, it's clearly not them.
And that's why I said not the Beatles. But you just said still around. I'm like, yeah, they released something in like 2023. And you're like, still around. And so I thought you were agreeing with the fact that counted as still around because they released something in 2023.
Let's be very clear. You've just admitted to the additional parts of the future where you were arguing reasons it could be the Beatles, they're still releasing music.
Because you were telling me...
this is where the misinterpretation was coming. Was you're like, but they released some stuff last year, and we're like,
I was justifying you guys saying it could be the Beatles. That's what I was doing in my head. I know now.
Well, welcome to the misunderstanding that was occurring and why it was so funny.
And like I said,
the rest of us found it funny. You just tilted up and up, and it got funnier and funnier.
The answer was not the Beatles.
No, it was not.
It was ZZ Top was the answer. I'm not even going to tell the listeners what the question was because it's just not the Beatles.
No. But fuck, it was funny when you actively were saying things like, but they released music last year in favor of what you believed was an argument of why it wasn't them.
I was
but
justifying...
But sounded to everyone else like you were still advocating it.
It's like the time that I knew that the answer was not OK Computer by Radiohead. I knew that... And by process of elimination, I ruled out a different Radiohead album. I knew it was the one in the middle. But then everyone else was like, I think it's OK Computer. So like in my head, I had managed to like form an argument that justified writing down OK Computer, even though I knew it was wrong. I was like, oh, OK, I guess maybe that album I'm thinking of was before it. Things like that. And I think that's what I was doing in this moment, being like, you can make an argument for it, being that they released something relatively recently, so they have had a career of X amount of time. And then the old quizmaster was there, just absolutely mouthing off the new guy constantly, definitely raising tensions in the room. That wasn't helping me calm down. And then I rage quit.
Yeah, it was, there were moments it was humorous. But once it became clear that your tilting was not like
fun.
Humorous, I'm a bit tilted. It was reaching genuine anger for you.
I was genuinely angry.
But question one was quite funny. For me, because I was like, we are not saying that. And you're like, but it's not that. And we're like, we know. We agree.
But you weren't saying those words. You weren't saying those words.
There were just too many voices, I think, and you weren't picking out the individual things people were saying. Yeah.
No.
And then, you were definitely saying, but they released music last year.
I know.
We were like, no.
I know I said that. They did. The Beatles did release music in 2023, I believe.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
But it was not a point in favor of it being the answer.
Have we made it to cocktail hour?
Oh, I mean, we've made it way past the end of this podcast, surely.
I didn't want to even do this.
Yeah. you've let your tilt last night carry over into tilt tonight. You were on a high and then you went to this place. I'm still finding it funny again.
I don't think I was ever on a high tonight. I very much... After watching
Think back
the game,
to your noodles. How good were your noodles tonight? You were on a high at that point for sure. Yeah. And then you had a custard bun.
Tell you what, it was the tofu that accompanied the noodles that really elevates that whole meal.
Yeah, but then you ate your custard bun and you said, that's exactly what I wanted after that.
That was a high. But then at the end of the game, I was fully ready to go home. I would have happily gone home once the game finished without recording a podcast. I was tired. Still am tired. Just. Everything would have been great if I could have just done that.
Hey, at least home's close.
Home is close now. Home is very close. Speaking of which, it's time to go home.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, everybody.
It is a hammering in the capital. Hammering!